I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Because it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
Houston, we got a show.
Go Loopos.
Landry Locker and John Lopez.
Have any of you actually ever seen a water polo game? I'm not talking about watching it on the Olympics. The jokes are coming fast and furious every time y'all talk about this guy.
One joke. I can't believe we're talking about water polo. And I'm telling you, you're not letting me finish here.
It's a tone. It's an attitude that's being purveyed toward it.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader.
Your channel, 610.
Sports Radio 610.
And we have to pour some out for the water polo intro. I got to say this, man. That's one of my favorite intros that we've had. I'm 100% going to miss that.
Let's play it one more time on Monday.
No, do we? Yeah, okay,
yeah, one
fine.
More time on Monday.
Yeah, we'll play it one more time, but I got to say this before we do that. Mm-hmm. Much respect to the water polo guy for listening, because we love all of our listeners. We very much treasure you, and it's a joy and a pleasure and an honor. Landry Locker, the OG John Lopez, Figgy Fig, being the best in the world at what he does. It's a pleasure to be able to talk to you every day from 10 to 2 in the best city in the world on Sports Radio 610. But I just got to say this. I mean, no disrespect. And I could be wrong. I've been wrong before.
Mm-hmm.
Been right before, too, though. Just it goes without mentioning. There's no way the water polo guy's a good coach. Like, there's no way.
And that's the attitude I'm talking
there's
about.
There's no way that guy is a good coach. Now, I think it's kind of like, Texas is not the most prestigious water polo state. You know what I mean?
No, it's a big swimming state, but not water polo.
I don't mean that disrespectfully.
It's club level.
But it's almost like a guy that comes to a club level state and he hangs over their head like the good area. There's no way that guy is a good coach. There's no way.
I don't know if he's good or bad, but I can tell you that when he gathers his swimmers and team around the polo, water polo guys or girls around, like half of them are kind of like trying not to laugh. When he's talking.
Damn it, Johnny.
It's a tone.
I know you didn't say that, but it's a tone.
He might be great. I don't know. I just don't. That doesn't strike me as someone that could be a very good coach. Just the overall mannerisms and the tone. But I don't know. Neither here nor there. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you on a Friday. We got lots to get to. We're going to give you another chance to win, two chances to win $1,000 at tomorrow's Pong Bowl party. And there's a lot of people coming out. We're going to drink beer together. It's going to be a three-hour broadcast. Seth Payne is steering the ship in the first hour. You don't know who's going to pop on with him. Everybody's going to be there at 2 o'clock. 3 o'clock, I'm going to steer the ship. You have no idea what's going to go on there as well. I might just let people do the rundown for me. And then in the fourth hour,
damn
right I have. Sean Pendergast is going to take over, but it's just going to be a round table. We're going to be consuming that cold Twin Peaks beer, and you're going to have a chance to win $1,000. So, and $500 for second and $250, and you can represent in the loop, and everybody wants to represent in the loop. Let's just be honest.
Of course they do.
I mean, it's a no-brainer who you want to represent.
Whatever, dude.
Yeah, that's true, Sean, and you know that too. You want to represent in the loop, so don't even try to talk
smack
to me.
Shout out to Chris Torres, Doug West, Jason Sharp, Ashley Williams, Gupta, and Vinu Walia. By the way, you ever wonder what Gupta looks like? Get out there.
Man, why you got to blow my man's cover
like
that?
To blow
I'm
his
making
cover,
him wear
man.
A mask,
what?
Dude.
Oh, man.
I'm making him wear
like
a mask.
I'm the only one who thought that.
No, I just thought about that.
Yeah.
I think you have a decent idea of what he looks like. You have a decent idea of what Gupta looks like. Just decent.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
I think
decent.
That's, yeah.
I tell people this story.
On. What if Gupta's Irish?
I tell people the story all the time. Gupta is not Irish. But I tell people this story all the time. That and this is like, for some reason, people really like this story. But the first time we met Gupta, because he was calling into the think tank for a while, but the mm-hmm. first time we met Gupta, when he was coming in, I told you, because we were doing the show with Fred at the time, and I told Figgy, and I guess Gupta, I don't know what, he came in, I guess he won a contest or something,
mm-hmm.
and he was coming in, and I said, guys, you do realize if this guy's not Indian, then I'm not letting him call into the think tank anymore. Yeah, right. Like, if this dude comes in here and he's talking like that and he's white,
yeah,
I'm not letting...
Because he's not Indian.
No, well, you know what I mean. Middle Eastern.
There
no,
you go
don't
again.
Put me on the spot. Come on, man. I'm Indian.
No, I mean even Indian from India, he's not.
Yeah. I know what you mean. Damn you, Lopez. But you know what I mean. If he's not Middle Eastern, then yeah. We're not letting him do this.
Well, he is.
He is Middle Eastern. I can assure you that. There are no fake voices like that going on. There are two moves that need to be made around town. We already know the Astros are great. They're starting a series with the Boston Red Sox today. We've talked about this guy time after time after time. He's in AAA. His name is Yordan Alvarez, and we talked about the success he's had in AAA. Well, yesterday, that success continued in the first inning.
Kick and the pitch. Serve that in the left. Back it goes. Racing back goes Granit. Back, way back, and in the bullpen, and gone.
You just called it, Mike.
Opposite field, three-run shot for Yordan Alvarez. Yordan Alvarez, for the 16th time this season, take a bow.
And he did take a bow. That was his 16th home run of the season. Pretty impressive, but he came up again with a 3-3 game, and he said, that'll be four bags, Mr. Bellhop.
3-2. Hit in the air to left. Back it goes. On back. Way back at the wall. It's up, and it's gone. His 17th on the season. His 51st run batted in. 4-3 round rock. Yordan Alvarez, take a bow.
Take another bow. His second home run of the season. Could I interest you in some stats for Yordan Alvarez?
I saw some yesterday. Update me.
All right.
Update me.
Here's the latest on Yordan Alvarez. And it should be noted that Tyler White, who would have the same role that Alvarez would have in the big leagues, has three RBIs this season. He's been a complete disappointment. Came in a little bit hefty. Has not been hitting the ball. This is what Yordan Alvarez is doing in AAA. He leads the league in homers with 17. He leads the league in RBIs with 53. He leads the league in runs with 36. He leads the league in extra base hits with 32. He leads the league in slugging percentage at .903 slugging. His on-base percentage is first in the league at .497. And I don't know why he's slacking so much, but he's second in batting average, and he's hitting .410. Get this guy up, Jeff Luhnow. I understand you got the best team in baseball. Get this guy up to the big leagues.
Well, you got to believe it's imminent, right? Just because he was down there on Wednesday and he's just been continuing to just tear the ball up. And at the same time, you know, the Baker's dozen is not getting it done the way, nothing close to Yordan, but the way that he should be getting it done up here. Listen to what Jeremy Booth said. Jeremy Booth runs a future baseball series, you know, like developmental baseball, all right? I'm not saying he's David Ortiz or Ryan Howard, but he might be.
What does that mean?
He's comparing him to David Ortiz and Ryan Howard, and this guy could just step right in. I think they just want to give him more reps at first base.
Okay,
let me see a few more reps at first base.
And I mean, and if you look at this, and you look at Yuli Gurriel, as good as Yuli's been, Yuli's a little bit older. Yuli's
not a natural first baseman.
He's not hitting as well as he once was. Can you imagine, John McClain voice? Can you imagine if Yordan Alvarez is?
Can you imagine
like David Ortiz or something like that? Like if this Astros lineup that we already consider one of the best in the history of maybe baseball, but definitely the best in the history of the Astros, add something like that, get him up here. Get him up here.
You know what he did last night. You talked about his season stats.
He added a double too, by the way.
Well, let me give
homers.
You what he did.
Six RBI.
Let me give you what he did. Well, that six. Think you can't gloss over six RBI in one game.
I can with him.
Well, here's the deal. And Figgy, let's play that thing one more time, that call, because the laugh tells me something, and I'm going to tell you what the laugh does from the color commentator. Because first, let me give you the second home run. Yeah, the home run. He went 3-for-5, 3 runs, a double, 2 home runs, and 6 RBI.
3-2. Hit in the air to left. Back it goes. On back. Way back at the wall. It's up. And it's gone. His 17th on the season. His 51st run batted in. 4-3 round rock. Yordan Alvarez, take a pass.
Actually, it was the other one. But when the color commentator is, don't worry about it, Figgy. When the color commentary is laughing, it's that he's making it look easy laugh. You know, he's like, oh, he goes like, you know, kind of like what the Astros are doing right now in general. The color commentator was just like, oh, can you believe this? Just the way he did it, it's like he's making it look easy.
Just overwhelmingly awesome is what Yordan Alvarez is. 713-572-4610. We always like hearing from the loopholes. I'm told that Rappin' Duke has a song for Yordan Alvarez. Do we want to hear this song or not? He's never made a bad one, has he?
No, Rappin' Duke's never made a bad
song. He's never made a bad one because sometimes when you play songs, it's hit or miss. But we'll let Rappin' Duke take it away. Rappin' Duke, what you got?
Hopped up on NyQuil last night. I dreamt of Tyler White's final bite. And they called up Yordan Alvarez in all his might. He's out Tedding Ted. 410 the pitchers do dread. His 17 dingers and 53 ribeyes. Yum, yum. Luno, I'm rooting for you. This song is your cue to bring him up and put to pasture the pilgrims.
Never disappoints.
You call him a cow?
Yeah, he called Tyler White a cow. No one's been fat shaming Tyler White more than Rappin' Duke. But
he's
not fat?
Well, I mean, he's big.
No, he's fat. But but the thing is, when he comes
Rappin'
on our
Duke
show,
came up with the Baker's Dozen nickname.
Yeah. When he comes on and tells us that, because he's number 13, when he comes on and tells us he's going to lose weight, doesn't lose weight, Loophole's going to come after you. They don't like their host being lied to. They don't like people lying to me, Lopez, and Figgy. So it comes with the territory. But Yordan Alvarez, call him up, Jeff Luno. Get him in the lineup. Let's get an even bigger Astro buzz than we already have as they head to Fenway Park. And speaking of Fenway Park, there's a song they play there that I've grown to hate. And we're going to talk about the best and worst stadium songs throughout the show. So send your suggestions in, 713-572-4610. The OG's got a list. I'm going to react to that. It is a Friday. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Sports Radio 610. Speaking of moves, Astros not the only team that can make a move. There's a move the Texans can make right now that makes more sense, in my opinion, today than it did yesterday. Should the Texans make the move for Patrick Peterson after his 6-game suspension? I say yes. The OG says no. We'll discuss and cuss next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.